This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Good afternoon.
We got two brand new ones from the Belcher calling Hugh Hamilton, Mike.
Wonderful.
We will have a good show today. Guest-free show. We will try out a... I think that's an important announcement to make.
I'm glad you made that up front.
Right up front.
That's it. That's very important.
No guests equals good show.
Amen. Make a note of it.
And we'll try out a brand new game today.
Right.
That the cats have come up with that I think you and I will enjoy. It will pit you against I.
Ah, I look forward to the competition.
Yay.
But first.
Let's take another question for you. Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next with Anuradha Mittal of the Oakland Institute. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
I would like to hearken back to the biblical reference that if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. You teach a man to fish, and he can eat for a lifetime. I'd have to say that I disagree with some of what I hear you saying in regards to providing food aid. I know that there are a lot of charities that literally hand the food to people, but I notice they hand them a lot of things that are, say, high in carbs, like beans, for example. You give them a lot of beans, you get Michael Mara-style farting. And I think that really adds to global warming. And
Would you cut it out already? Come on, we're going to take another. we're going to take another call. Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next. A note of levity there on an otherwise overcast afternoon.
Levity.
Yes, you're on the air.
Then here's the second brand new call.
Very good.
From the Belcher to Hugh again.
Hugh Hamilton.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Hugh, up next. Hello.
What's happening, Hugh? I got to say, I disagree with a lot of what your guest said.
Okay.
When I hear the word progressive, I run in the other direction because I knew what was to follow. Whenever you hear progressive, you hear the next solution is throw a lot of money at a problem.
Okay. First of all, thank you very much for listening and for making the time to call.
Absolutely.
And as you know, diverse voices and opinions are always welcome here. I did not quite understand Nimbar Aruna's point to be the way you describe it. That's my take on it. What's your take?
My take on it is that what you're describing exactly what I heard. I get suspicious when I hear the idea of throwing money at a problem. And my position is that I think it's well about time that you gave Buzz Burbank his pants back.
Oh, would you stop it? Okay, good. We'll try to... Okay, good. I think on that note of levity, it might be a good time for us to wrap the program up this afternoon.
Thank you. That was the joke.
The Don and Mike Show.
Note of levity.
Okay, that's good.
Hello!
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We took too many drugs.
Yes, we did.
What about that Belcher?
That boy gayed in a handbag full of rainbows.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yep, we are. There's Buzz.
I hate kids. Just giant germ factories.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Okay.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
Right.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
Right. Hi there.
Everybody can suck it.
Hi there, favorite tape.
Stupid dick.
Whoa. Hi there, favorite tape.
Looks like baby vomit.
Right. Hi, favorite tape.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Yeah, and all your favorite tapes are here.
Yeah!
Everybody's here. How about that one? Oh, B. Arthur.
Grab life by the balls.
Yeah. Larry.
Why do you favor rape?
We don't.
Why?
Well, we just don't, Larry.
Why?
You should be satisfied with that answer, Larry.
Ask someone who was actually in that position.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I didn't like it at all.
Why?
Look at the size of his unit.
Why?
Larry, I answered you.
Why?
Larry.
That boy gay in a handbag full of rainbows.
That's my new favorite.
All right, here's Ann.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Funny show.
The show can be fun, man.
The show's going to be great.
The show is great.
Oh, good.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Salter.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Always in the beginning of the show.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Curried butter.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Stupid dick.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Oh, honey.
Oh, baby. Oprah, baby.
Come on, baby.
Come out of there, Oprah, baby. Hey, let's start today with a little bit of a lottery.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What time did the squire arrive on his college campus? Do the math in your head.
Uh-huh.
Mike O'Mara.
Midnight.
Robbie Bobby. The buzz.
10 a.m. today.
10 a.m. today. Wild card buzz. Robbie, on the nose. 1 a.m. arrival.
1 a.m. Yes. Way to go, Robbie.
1 a.m. arrival back at college.
Perfect. Without going over Robbie's closest.
He did call around 10 p.m. to alert me that at some suburb in North Carolina off the highway, there were all kinds of signs for Larry King Chevrolet.
I've got a great deal for you. So, you want to keep your old car? Why?
I'm just about to go to sleep, and he's trying to stay awake.
Right.
And that's pretty much the conversation. He's like, wow. Hey, Dad, it's Larry King Chevrolet. I said, okay, I get it. He said, so, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
I said, hey, how are you? Are you watching TV? He's talking
like Larry. Like doing Larry. The Larry voice.
Doing everything he can to keep me on the telephone.
Larry King Chevrolet, Dad, stay on the line with me. I'm trying not to fall asleep.
Anyway, two Red Bulls later, he made it, so that's
so
good
1
news.
O'clock, that'll give him 6-7 hours of sleep, sure, and yeah. He's off to class.
And someday maybe we should count how many different businesses are named after Larry King.
I would imagine Larry King is a fairly common name around the country. It really, but not as common as a guy that used to grace our airwaves, the name of Bill Smith. There is a Bill Smith everywhere. There are Bill Smiths all over the world.
Hold on. Are you going to say the thing about when we would get on an airplane?
No.
Okay.
What's that?
I thought you were going to mention that whenever we would, as a matter of fact, probably to this day,
right,
when you get on an airplane and you open up that little that magazine thing,
right,
SkyMall,
that's got SkyMall in it.
Is there a Bill Smith in there?
Yeah, it's the caller ID. It's always the name on the caller ID. I had forgotten
Bill
about
Smith.
That. Hey, man, I'm calling you.
Bill Smith.
There's also in Newport News, Virginia, Bill Smith Auto Air Conditioning Repair.
Yeah, they're Bill Smiths everywhere. Collect Bill Smiths.
Yes.
But I'm sure someone out there do a Google search for us about all the Larry King businesses. One day it'd be fun to call them, I think.
Still not the greatest name for a business, though, that I believe they did it on purpose. I mean, it's that good. And it's down where I live down in Florida. It's for fishing. And I've actually been in this store on two separate occasions. I never got a T-shirt, but it is Master Bait and Tackle. And it has actually been featured in a lot of the different, Holly loves it. But I, you know what? Every time I go by it now, it's just, it's a tiny little smile, you know? It's like, hey, excuse me, can you direct me to Master Bait and Tackle?
Only good if you go fishing by yourself.
I've never tried it. You go on a solo fishing trip.
You always catch something, though, don't you?
You catch something whether you want to or not.
Yeah. You always end up with a little bait.
It's good.
A little something to smear on the end of the next amount of lure or whatever you're tossing.
Well, they're
out.
Fantastic. They've got everything you'd need, and because they're small and they're a hands-on operation, they do very well for you down there.
I had that thought about goo.
They're not a lot of jerks like you get in some fishing stores.
About the goo that we're talking about without talking about
yes,
it here.
Right, of course.
Well, my feet. Let's talk about my feet for a second. One reason that they're so beautiful.
Yes.
I don't think I've told you this, is that my gal, once we got the athlete's foot done,
right,
said to me, it appears that you have dry feet. I'm going to get you this moisturizing stuff that I want you to put on your feet.
Okay.
At night. And I've done this religiously, and my feet are beautiful. Trust me.
You soft. Hold on.
Soft. Yeah.
You, the great touching hater of feet.
Yes.
You rub your feet every night with lotion?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Like, I know it's a breakthrough.
You almost said that like Hasselhoff. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. As I lay on the
You moisturize your feet?
While I'm laying on the floor without a shirt on eating a hamburger.
You cream your feet?
Yes.
You cream your feet nightly?
Well, it's a medicinal
moisturizing
cream.
This
just
is a huge step.
Just
it
for
is.
Feet.
I believe if I was saying that I moisturize my feet, there would be a cacophony of sound effects.
He's a fan.
Is that what you want, Mike?
Homo.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
That boy gay in a handbag full of rainbows.
Yeah, I'll stand by that. Sure.
What glorious goo.
Would you care to share the product that you use? I mean, is it a specialty product that you use?
I'll tell you tomorrow. It's something she got over the counter.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, as I was last night getting ready for bed,
right,
and thought, well, you know, I should probably rinse off my feet, and you're supposed to put it on at night,
right,
and wear cotton socks. Listen, my feet were dry, man.
Never
okay.
Been softer.
I don't know what to tell you.
Do you expect me to look at you seriously when you're telling this story?
You know, I got a foot phobia, but I'm dealing with it, Mike.
You've obviously conquered it.
But here's the point of this grand tale, is that as I was sitting on the bed, squirting this stuff into the palm of my hand.
Just about a quarter size?
Yeah, just
a dollop.
Just a dollop.
A dollop.
I realized as it was coming out of the tube, and I've never quite looked at it this way before, I squeezed too much into my hand. And
right.
And I just did that involuntary flick, and some of it landed about 2 feet away. And I swear to God, it looked like that scene in Something About Mary.
Did it really?
This product could pass for look how many babies we've killed.
So it's not a standard looking lotion.
No, it's very
gelatinous.
Yes, thick.
Yeah.
You know, kind of has a little curly Q on top of it.
Wow.
Like Dairy Queen.
Now, do you think you're one step closer now to perhaps getting a pedicure someday?
Mm-mm.
Will that ever happen?
Never.
Has your lady ever given you a pedicure?
Never say
no,
never.
She wants to. She'll never get near them.
A pedicure is magnificent.
Carla has given me many.
Oh, I like to go to a pro. I like to go to an Asian.
I've never been to a pro. That scares me for some reason.
No,
that
go to an Oriental.
Really?
Yeah.
And go into the place where...
Perhaps someone from Siam.
Go to a pro.
Someone from Siam. Perhaps the king of Siam.
Same theory when you're getting a handy.
Yeah.
If you're going to go somewhere to get one.
Go Asian.
Always go Asian.
Yeah.
I've never gotten a pedicure.
Oh, you've never? I thought you had.
No, I mean, I don't think so.
You know what the best thing is?
They say it's supposed to be fantastic that they trim your nails all real nice,
sure,
and then they give you an incredible foot rub.
You'd love that.
The best thing is they have like a potato peeler, and they cut all the dead skin off your heel.
Bunions.
How cool is that?
That's terrific.
That's kind of like what I'm eliminating now with this goo that I'm putting on my feet.
But think of the fresh
the dry
start.
Skin.
The fresh start you could
have. Forget it. Listen, I just wanted to mention.
Come on, let's go. Let's go to an Asian.
The stuff looks like goo. That's all I wanted to say.
Right, and I think it's also a step in the right direction for you. Who for a while you would go to the beach and put your feet in the sand.
This is big,
and you would ignore the feet, and you didn't want anything to do with feet. You didn't.
Yes, I know.
And you, I
made progress. Let's
now,
move
now
on.
You're making tremendous progress.
Let's please move on. Just wanted to say, God, it looked like number three. I got pile like
Peter North.
Peter North.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
What a duty. Buzz, hi, how are you?
Reese, how are you, man?
Hi, Douglas.
Oh, I'd like to inquire as to the status of your bum beige, huh?
Buzz gave us a little update earlier in the week, but how is your butt doing, Buzz?
Oh, it couldn't be better. I'm all healed, back to perfect
health.
Good.
Bye, Douglas. Ooh, what happened to that bye?
Bye!
Douglas tracked.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Keeping track.
Oops, I'm sorry.
That's my digestive
My fault. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don, does your juice come out cloudy and then turn clear?
That would be like a Barry Bonds thing, right? The juice.
The clear and the cream.
The clear and the cream.
Well, to be honest, if you're talking about number three, it's been my experience, the purest number three is virtually clear.
Well, if you wanted to really get biological about it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Can I really try to tell you in my layman's terms my experience?
Okay. Yeah.
If I wait and build up a reserve when it's time,
right?
I got news for you, Jack. It's like opening a water. Like spraying.
Yeah, you don't have to explain that.
Like spraying your vegetables with that little thing that comes out of your sink. Okay. With the little.
Absolutely.
What it's like. It's like it's just clear.
Right.
Clear water.
It's just a. Like, it,
my experience.
It's the, it's the, like the hose in the backyard.
And with the jet. Yes, and I believe that I'm probably making this part up, that I believe because you save up, and because it comes out looking different.
Yeah.
That it's more powerful.
Yes.
The forces.
There are two substances at work.
No, I meant like, you know.
What you're building up is actually designed to get that job accomplished.
It's the boat that carries the passengers.
Thank you.
Right.
Very good, Buzz.
Thank you.
It's exactly what it is.
Now, it's not good if it's clear and red.
No, that's very, very
that's
bad.
That's not
your
good.
Doctor.
Right. And if it has black flecks in it,
that's just
seek medical attention immediately.
Just too much pepper in your diet.
Peppercorn. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, this was, I wanted to ask, is this Dan and Mike?
Oh, yes,
it is.
Yes, Dumas, hi.
I wanted to ask him about if he made, you know, when they do that porch thing on the porch?
Porch setting.
I'm calling from Rochester. They had a thing on TV which put Dan and Mike on the porch when they sit out on the porch and talk.
Why do we, more than any other show, get these guys? Why?
Here is the answer. Because they're real.
Yes,
because
they're real.
I have news for you. Out in the real world,
they're all like homogenized.
Real people
sanitized.
Real people are the people that we have on this show. A lot of times we get that rap. Oh, we're mean to people. We're abrupt with people. No, it's because we deal with people as they really are. They're not put through that sanitization that happens when you call a radio show where they say, okay, here's what you're going to talk about. Hold on. When they say, hey, Bobby from Vienna.
Right.
Okay, right away, talk about whatever the topic. We don't do that.
But you know what? Let me offer this. You got a guy, and I'm just saying, under normal circumstances, you got a guy. This was on the news Friday night. I am just curious why he's calling on the following Wednesday.
Because he's really like everyone in America, Mike.
Challenged.
Us included.
Yes.
I mean, to a certain extent.
Right.
You know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20, 30, 50 days behind.
Exactly. He's so far behind.
Well, maybe I should just announce right up front at the beginning of the show.
All the things that we know that we've done?
No, the things for today that people shouldn't call about.
Don't call about these things. No?
Rob doesn't want you to do
that. We can still talk about them later. It would just save time up front.
But doesn't it make it more fun, like a minefield?
Oh, stop it. We know that Lindsay Lohan may not be charged with coke. We definitely know about Wayne Newton maybe being on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
We definitely know everything about the Van Halen tour. Yes. On, off, Michael Anthony in, out.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely know that that guy from Spawn is writing a version of The Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Barnes & Noble will not stock the O.J. book.
Right.
There it is.
That would be about it.
Facts of the day.
And it's now 18 after the hour.
Now, your local on the 8s.
I'll tell you something about that.
What?
Besides the fact it's still incredibly funny. Our engineer, Bear, came into the studio yesterday.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, and said, Get down, baby. What's happening, Bear? He said, what is that jam you guys are playing?
He liked it, huh?
I said, I don't know. It's the generic Weather Channel music. He said, I hear that jam all day. That's good.
He likes that.
Yeah. So
Bear's a musician, you know.
He actually stood in the studio and he said, play it for me.
It's Bear's kind of music.
So I played the 60-second thing and he stood here, you know, snapping his fingers. He said, all right, baby, thanks.
Thanks, baby.
Then he went out to thank Jesus.
Yes, he did. He's quite the entrepreneur, young Bear. Bear's all over the place. I know that Bear has his hands in a lot of different things.
J-Man is his co-pilot.
Yes, amen.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I got a hold of you guys going through the dial a couple of months back, and enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Last week, you were talking about pornos were only for people that wanted to be alone, right? So last night I was talking to my girlfriend. I'm going to see her for 3 days straight for the first time in, like, I don't know, 6 months.
Congratulations.
And I said, you know, do you want to get a porno? Do you want to, you know, would you mind doing that? She goes, no, not at all. I said, when was the last time you saw one? She goes, it was with you.
Huh.
Well, had to have been, like, years ago. I don't even remember it. So.
And what's the point?
Well, the point is, I bought a couple of pornos online last night, and I wanted your opinion if you'd seen those or not.
Sure. What are they? I get the feeling we're walking into something.
I'm walking carefully right now.
Okay. Well, it was Jenna's greatest hits.
Jenna Jameson. Those are normally very good.
Yes.
And it was Hustler's XXX Erotica Volume 1 or 2 or something.
Sound right down the middle. Those sound perfect.
Those are probably pretty good.
All right.
Volume 2 is better.
And you want to get Jenna all of Jenna's stuff before she gets too fat.
Yeah, I know. You were talking about her yesterday, and I'm going, well, she's like took her boobs out and everything. I want to see her before she did all
she
that.
She looks better now. I've seen some pictures of her now. She looks better now.
You mean better now than she looked like a month ago?
Oh, that's another thing also. We've seen the picture of her and Lindsay Lohan together.
Oh. I saw a video of her coming out of a restaurant, and she does not look entirely healthy. Yeah. She claims that it's because she's going to pursue a modeling career.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's up?
I know that Don watches Regis and Kelly, and I think they're having the guys from OC Choppers on tomorrow.
Oh, honey, I hate to be Mr. Know-It-All. The Regis show's in reruns for 2 weeks.
Previously recorded.
Which means it's totally worthless. They come out every day, and there's 5 minutes of BS talk where they...
And it's the worst because they don't want to do it.
They don't even make the charade. I guess to the average listener, viewer, you got to watch the show every day. When they come out and like Regis says, well, today is Tuesday, August 22nd, and the audience goes like, and he goes, yeah, it's been great, hasn't it?
Today they're sitting there and all they're relatable is, well, I guess it's almost time for back to school with Labor Day coming up and it's August. And they're also proud of themselves that they're being so sneaky. They put previously recorded. You pointed it out, though. If you're not really paying attention, you're not going to see that previously recorded bottom of the screen.
And you would think it's always an all-star show when they're on vacation. It's like, all
you
right. And on today's show, we have Tobey Maguire and George Clooney and President Bill Clinton.
No such luck.
And also Barack Obama and Carrot Top.
They're all going to be here. And then, of course, they go to commercial break and they come back and they're wearing different clothes.
Ah, it's a ripoff.
Mm-hmm. Totally like today. And if Regis is going to do that, this is just a little advice. If they're going to do that, Regis perhaps shouldn't wear the clown pants for the first interview.
Yeah.
He should not wear the bright red pants and then talk about it. Because it just, what are they trying to accomplish?
Well,
why don't they do it like Johnny Carson used to do it?
With no offense to this nice lady on the phone.
Right.
You know, remember what I was talking about with the people like to call the
show? Oh, yes, they can be fooled.
She was fooled.
She was fooled by that.
Yeah. I was so fooled.
Well, I would be fooled if I tuned in and I didn't see the previously recorded.
Have you seen any of the bad edits when they're introducing guests?
No, but hold on 1 second. To go back to that previously recorded thing, at the beginning of the Regis show, it goes by so quickly at the bottom of the screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you've trained me to look at it.
And the thing is, the name of the show is Live.
Right.
So they sneak it in on you
right at the very beginning.
And it's tiny, and you can sort of see through it, too. It doesn't really jump out.
Yeah, it is not a graphic that you could, you know, that you can't see through. It's a transparent graphic, and it's very frustrating.
So now you know, honey. Now you know you can finally watch that third hour of the Today Show and know you're not missing anything.
Well, it was Gianna's birthday.
I think yesterday they had Ugly Betty on, and obviously when they originally introduced her, they said, like, make sure that you watch it tonight for the grand premiere. So it went like, coming out now, it's America Ferrera. on live, and it was just like a bad ham-handed edit.
And I don't know, I don't know really whether they're going to continue doing. I assume they're going to continue doing this, but it is frustrating for the viewer to see them completely blow the whole thing because they have no interest in doing that. Right. I'd love to know when they tape it. Like when, like it's probably.
How do you know? I know too much about it.
Right.
They tape five of them with one audience and five of them with the next audience. Sometimes he'll even come out and say, wow, this looks like the same audience we had yesterday.
So they tape five of that bringing down that ball in a row for the audience to sit there and watch that?
Wow. You know why? It's five chances for those goobers to be on TV. They know every day for a week when they go to that shot of, you know, coming up, that they're going to see, you know, their booger-eating hands on TV.
So they go back and change outfits.
Yes.
And come out and do the whole thing over again.
Correctamundo.
That is so crappy. That is just so. There's something just terrible about that. It's just that I'm sure they hate doing it. They must absolutely despise doing
it. I've never understood why they just don't come on and say, "Hey, it's a rerun.
It's a rerun." Right. Next week we're on vacation.
We're on vacation. You're going to run some reruns.
There's reruns of Live. That's funny.
I mean, you look at other shows like The Ellen Show.
Right.
Hell, goddamn, they run like her Christmas show in May.
Yes. Yeah.
And, they don't hide the fact it's a rerun.
Yeah, Letterman and Carson have done it differently. I mean, sometimes if you're not really paying attention and the monologue is generic, you might not be able to tell what's going on.
We've talked about Letterman, about how he's lazy and sneaky, and he'll tape like two shows in one day and pray that nothing happens in the news.
But those shows that they do, those monologues, first of all, they slash them to what, about 5 minutes? From 20 minutes, they slash it down to about 5 minutes.
On the Regis show, the opening, yes.
Yeah, they slash it down to about 5 minutes. How about that August? August is winding down.
And I've got a book here with Fall Foliage, which will happen soon, and it's time to go talk to some cow on the phone.
And they're totally disinterested. And Kelly is developing that look where she's got the phony smile now, where she's just like, hi, how are you? And the eyes are almost closed, and she's got the wall-to-wall grin. I hate the fact that I'm turning on her slowly but surely, but she is starting to go the route of Kathy Lee and Rosie. Yep.
Not to defend her, but I can almost understand it. If you've done two of those idiotic shows back-to-back,
sure,
and then they say, okay, now we're going to tape 10 openings in a row.
Ugh.
Go change your clothes.
Horrible.
Pretend it's a new day. Come out. Talk to some retard on the phone. Spin the stupid wheel.
I would assume they're also in order so that when you you might want to look in on it on Friday to see their attitude, because that's the and actually, if they're gone for 2 weeks, you want to see it next Friday.
Second Friday.
That's
which would have been the 10th one that they did
when they've really had their fill of it.
Oh, God, that's funny.
When they just stand up and attack the audience
five in a row.
You losers.
Yeah. Oh, we're so glad to be here. It's Friday, August, blah blah.
One more. Here we go. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Don? What's up, hey. Mike? How y'all doing?
How are you, my friend?
Oh, man, listen, you heard about this whole Michael Vick thing, man. It's, you know, I want to say this, that, I didn't think he actually going to get jail time, man, because, I mean, isn't it a little shocking that someone of his caliber gets jail time? I mean,
you know what's funny is that you are echoing the sentiment of my son, and I am still having this argument with my son, and I don't know if it's a generational thing or what. I told him like 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Vic.
By the way.
We're talking about Vic, and I said, he's going to jail. And, and Bart said exactly the thing this cat is saying. There's no way Michael Vick goes to jail because of who he is. And even after he made the plea agreement, I said to Bart, will you finally give up this pseudo-argument that we're having? And he said, you know, Dad, I heard on CNN the judge can sentence him to 12 months, 18 months, 5 years, or nothing.
Sure.
So
judge can do anything.
Like in my son's opinion, Michael Vick is truly still not guilty of anything because he still thinks that he's going to get to court next Monday and walk because he's Michael Vick.
Well, I think he's
Don. Would you be surprised?
I would be. I'll say the same thing to you. I said to my kid, I'd be so blown away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on!
There's not
I don't
a
think
chance.
I don't think it's the caliber of the guy. It's the caliber of the crime. What we're talking
about.
Come on,
man. In this age, man.
Hey, dude, hold on a second. People love dogs, man. I mean, think about the great Michael Vick.
Well, and it's not just that people love dogs. It is what the penalties are, the standard penalties for those crimes. That you know, because of what he did, not just because everybody doesn't like it. Oh, you know, everybody, we love dogs. We're sorry about it. No, it's because it's on the books. as far as you know, the criminal activities.
And when you say a guy like Michael Vick, a guy of his stature, he's a guy that we've all held on a pedestal. And at least for me, it's very hard to think of Michael Vick looking at a living creature who he's not been able to kill yet, who's looking at him with those dog eyes, and you know those dogs are whimpering, and still Michael Vick takes the next step to drown it. I don't want to hear it. Send his ass to jail.
What's that?
Hold
on. You're talking when we're talking. What did you want to say?
I said, I know he did all this horrible stuff.
Yeah.
And everything like that. It's just, you know, someone like this caliber, someone with this much fame going to jail, it's quite a little shocking, you know?
No, it's not.
When you say of his caliber, because he's a famous football player?
In my generation, people like this guy, Michael Vick, or O.J. Simpson, or,
Robert,
you know,
Blake and
all these other guys, they get off because celebrity or, you know, other racial things, but... Right or wrong, man, this is really shocking. That's all that's, you know, pay consequences.
You know, this is really an argument that people are having behind the scenes, and this is not the forum for it, because you're going to get into that whole thing with, I know someone will call and say, there's that dude for the St. Louis Rams that killed a woman.
Right.
DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Went to jail, got out of jail, got another DUI, and now he's the captain of the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going to say that, and they're going to say he killed a human. Michael Vick only killed a dog.
Well, right. The thing I think a lot of people are agreeing on is that because of what he did, I mean, he's got to pay his price. If he's guilty, and he's pleading guilty on Monday, as everybody says he's going to, he's got to do the time. And I do think that depending on his ability to come back when he's, 29, 30 years old, you know, we'll see if he still plays in the NFL. A lot of people are saying he won't play in the NFL.
It comes down to human compassion, you know, in my humble opinion. It's like hurting a kid. Mm-hmm. You know, you're fighting against a being that can't fight back. And what about those poor friggin' dogs that he tried to kill,
right,
that wouldn't die? And then he's like, well, I better electrocute them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care if it's Adam Sandler, if it's Chris Rock, if it's Michael Vick.
It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter.
If it's Regis Philbin.
Right. It wouldn't matter at
all. Throw his ass in jail.
You know, but the caller may reflect a generational attitude, because a lot of young people have now grown up seeing celebrities apparently commit crimes and then not go to prison for them.
You're right about that, too.
And that's Bart's angle as well. Right.
But you also seem to see a trend now that that's not the case. You're seeing celebrities go to jail.
Oh, major.
Do the time.
Major violation.
Uh-oh.
My peepee.
Oh, we really did it this time.
We'll be right back if we're not fired.
This is the Don and Mike Show.